I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. In the years since my father passed away, I noticed that I tend to see him in surprising places, in a stranger's shoulders, in the profiles of countless white-haired men across countless crowds, as a black duck once on a beach in Mexico, a young hare munching clover on the lawn, and a blue heron that used to wade in a pond near my home. One afternoon, reading a magazine in the first year after he died, I felt myself to be in his presence, caught by his gaze, peering out from a portrait of a Bengal tiger. There was something about the animal's might and its poise, something about its beauty and the terror of it, too. All of that seemed to be an emblem of what my father had become in death. I cut out the photo and hung it on my fridge. Later, I wrote a poem addressing him in that form. I still sense him and get irrationally choked up whenever I see images of big cats in the wild. My father aside, I admit there is the temptation to project a sense of mystery onto life in the animal kingdom. Maybe it's the desire to believe they, if not we, are in tune with a kind of cosmic awareness. It's wishful and exoticizing, I know. But to see animals in their wordless agency moving through the natural kingdom, well, it makes me hopeful and deeply humble. Our human lives seem small to me then, frantic and heedless and dangerous. Today's poem is When Vision Narrows to a Single Beam of Light by Eleanor Wilner. I love the quiet awe running through the poem's description of a tiger in the forest. The poem also feels vaguely prophetic. There are tiny but poignant hints at the human perspective, like a ray of light described as a laser. And frighteningly, those images serve to narrow distance between the animal's fate and our own. When Vision Narrows to a Single Beam of Light by Eleanor Wilner. For years, he had been hidden, quiet, huge head on paws, almost a sphinx in his composure, a figure waiting for a breeze to move the dense green canopy of leaves overhead, enough to bring a hair-thin laser line of light down into the endless twilight below. He had been patient, waiting for the underbrush to open, for a low wind to enter, ruffling his fur, a stir along his spine, then a gravelly purr within, slowly the pink mouth opening into a yawn. If you were not afraid, you could see how the light makes his wet teeth shine as he runs his tongue along them, how his languid stretching shoves aside years of debris the forest shed, dry leaves like dead laws, how his claws unfurl as he breaches the hedge that had held him close, how this small wind, this one thin line of light, suffices to open the waking tiger to our view. That line of light, a burning fuse, meant to measure the diminishing distance between the tiger and us. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Hi. I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.